All right. Well, Vader, might just add, you're looking a little rough today.
Oh, is that, you think so?
Yes. Oh. It's, time change, it's made you bone weary, I guess.
Oh, Lord, you have no idea. Trust me. I woke up this morning and I said, gosh, I'm glad I slept that late, and then realized, it's the same time I always wake up. Too soon.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Oh, could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's going
on, guys? Big fat thing, you.
That sounded like it was coming from a new Rivian. Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th.
Monday, March.
2025. And I wish that I weren't so busy, because I think I would have enjoyed going out of town this weekend, but thank God I didn't, because I've run about 380 errands.
Oh.
I am your host.
You are bone weary.
20 and 25. I think that's where the next step there. I am your host, the one who's had enough and has still got to go to the gymnatorium because he almost sharted his pants, so he couldn't go on his way home from the grocery room. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Yeah, even when I almost had a Shark Week story, didn't get it.
Well, right. Probably didn't have time to re-record that because, you know, lost an hour of sleep.
Oh, it's true. Spelled V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the one who's fresh back from the Aquapulture Club. It's Rick Fatty.
Hi! By the way, can we just start off with some Book of Bacon music? Do we have a little Wurlitzer? Can we get Miss C. E. Hyder on the console?
Hold please. Let's see if I can. Let's see. That's going into. Oh, what is that doing?
Huh. I don't know.
I don't have the Book of Bacon queued up. But if you know what, everyone, if you could just hold one moment. Let's see here. Do I have it queued up? So this is professional podcasting.
Right. I feel as if I'm on the mix.
Well, you know, the mix can do many things, but they don't have the Book of Bacon.
Searching to see if we have any e-letters this week.
Ooh, we don't. Okay, so that, you would hear it if I put it there. So let's just...
We'll take all of this out in post.
Oh, absolutely, we will.
They'll never hear this part. It's no big deal.
It's already. Oh, wait. GarageBand. Baroop. So let's put that. Where's that going? So let's put that there and there. All right. I think I've probably ruined this, but. Okay. What's new?
All right. Let's just re-queue it up. Okay.
Well, hold on. I've got to now get.
Okay.
I got to get to the Book of Bacon now. That I've, y'all. It's more of a, I had to get to.
Well, they're not going to hear this.
That's true.
So no explanation is required. Because you never hear the end of it.
If we didn't
go in and take it all out.
Let's see here. Let's do that, and let's do, You know, I think it's time to upgrade the book of bacon.
Okay.
Music, don't you?
Sure.
All right. Let's do this. All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? All right. 3, 2, 1. Now, before we go any further, could we have a little?
Oh. Hold on. I don't know how to turn it back. Y'all, I'm sorry. That blew my earbuds out. So I know.
I feel as if we may have awakened the dead, but we should take a moment here to send thoughts and prayers to Miss Dolly Hortensia Levatra Pardon.
Y'all, it is all
for the passing of Mr. Dolly Hortensia Levatra Pardon.
It's true, y'all. The Hatterina was arguing with me about this, but y'all, they have been together for 60 years. And Dolly is 79, and Carl, her husband, was 82. And that's a lot. Y'all, I hope this music is not as loud for you as it is for me right now, because it is, I cannot hear myself think it so loud in my earbuds.
I can't hear you think either.
Oh, here you go. But yeah, so it's,
So, anyway, thank you for, you can.
All right, do I have to stop it, too?
Well, we can just let it play. We can talk about folks out in Walnut Hills.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Now, let's just pause it like that.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. Yeah. So, that was some sad news, though. That was,
yes,
that
was the other, did you hear the other sad news about not Paul Newman, what was his name that died?
I probably did, but
Gene Hackman.
Oh, yeah, well, he died.
Gene Hackman and his wife,
y'all,
you know, the lawn service found them.
Well, that was last week.
But they came out with the coroner's report. She died.
Right.
She died about 2 weeks before she was found. Before they were found, and she died of something that you get when you're around rat shit.
It's true. It's true. And y'all, if ever I'm going to go, that's how I'm going to go. Where,
yes.
Not that way, but in the Gene Hackman way, where I just keep forgetting that Big Fatty has died in the toilet because she died in the bathroom. And
well, he had, you know, coronary stuff and bad dementia, so they were saying that it's quite possible he never knew she was dead.
Well, right. Well, he didn't remember that she was dead. That's
right.
For sure. So
and I don't know what killed the dog yet. So
well, I think they said the dog.
It starved. Could have been the rat droppings.
I think they said the dog starved to death because it was in a cage. So y'all, it was not. Yeah, I gotta turn Big Fatty down. He's blowing it out. If you thought,
am I blowing it out?
Yes, your levels are just through the roof.
Through the roof.
That button right there. All right.
Yeah.
Banjo band.
Yeah.
Big Fatty. Oh, you're already at 60%. We'll just go a little bit lower. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
So now that we've got the high points of the week out of the way.
Right.
So,
how was
your time change?
Y'all, it was fine because I forgot all about it, truthfully.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, it was a very, very busy week at the coal mine, which is why I did not go up to the Dirty Myrtle for the horror event.
Yes.
I mean, primarily because Big Fatty and his horror friends are going to be there, but also because, y'all, and it's true, I kept thinking on Thursday, I was like, you know, maybe I'll just sneak away and go. Y'all, I left the coal mine about 7 o'clock Friday night.
Oh!
So that was certainly optimistic, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just sneak up on Saturday. Y'all, if I had gone up there, I don't know what sort of shape I'd be in today, because y'all, I got all the doings, big doings here at the Vader family compound. But yeah, y'all, I had a big deadline for a project, and it was kind of a self-imposed deadline. The real deadline is this Wednesday, but y'all, I had to get it off to Lorena to do the proofing and whatnot.
Yes.
So I really wanted to get it finished. And y'all, I finished it. I finished it, and actually, I'm quite happy with it. Got everything done.
This will change, I'm sure.
Right. But got everything done, but worked on that all weekend. Y'all, I lost my temper at the coal mine 3 or 4 times because people just couldn't leave me alone. I got a little wild. I just got a little bit of a, wild hair, a wild Gaijin hair. Because y'all, I'm 2 weeks from today that this show is releasing, 2 weeks from now. Y'all, I'm flying to the Tejas.
Oh.
For a little trip for the coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm there Monday through Friday. And
are you taking a yellow rose with you?
Well, I'm going to Austin, so, that's really, yeah. But y'all, I was going down this rabbit hole, and y'all, Buff lives about an hour and 20 minutes away from where I'll be staying. Ooh.
Cue the old rug across again.
Right. And I was like, maybe I'll see what Buff's up to the weekend, and then I'll, because I have a rental car. And I was like, so we finished Thursday afternoon, so get up Friday morning and drive down to the Buffinators and see Buff, because y'all, I do miss Buff.
Oh.
And so y'all, that's enough of Texas. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And I enjoy Dallas because, y'all, I like to boot and scoot a little bit. Me and Mr. Rob Nelson and Lindley Magoo. But, like, Austin is just odd. And I know they say keep Austin weird. But, y'all, it's just odd.
And so
I don't enjoy it that much. To me, it's just a city. And it's beautiful. It is stunningly beautiful because it's a little hilly. They've got the river. It's beautiful, but there's the people there are just it's Chicago transplanted to Texas. Like, it's no one's from there. Everybody's just kind of they're kind of materialistic, and I don't mean that about Chicago. I mean that about Austin. So don't get your granny panties in a wad, Ms. Riz La La Lauren. I'm not saying that.
How dare you say she wears granny panties?
But Big Licky and
that's Big Licky
and Tom and Terry and Ms. Riz La La Lauren.
Big Ricky wears the pillowcase panties.
But y'all,
and Omar, don't forget Omar
and Omi, and so y'all. But none of those people that I just named are actually from Chicago. They've all moved there, and so that's how I feel about Austin. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just when you think fun Texas, that's not what you're getting. Anyway, last year, I even went to the Eagle, and there were ladies there, and so that turned me off, and y'all, and nobody else was there. It was kind of lame. Either way, decided that, just enough of Buff. And then, y'all, I was looking at airfare, and, one thing led to another. And, sometimes you're just pointing and clicking, and next thing you know, well...
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.
Y'all, I canceled the ticket.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get
got the flight credit, rebooked it to go to Austin. Y'all, and on Friday, I'm flying to the Viva Las Wages. I'll be there for the weekend. So, for no additional charge. So,
have you alerted the fun hog?
Y'all, they are bringing in the extra stoli. I understand what all this sounds like, but there is a reason, and that is, y'all, it's a friend of mine's birthday out there, and they're having a big birthday party. And so, I had declined because I wasn't planning on being there until May.
Right.
But, y'all, I had the Tuscany was unavailable. It was sold out. So, y'all, I checked my MGM rewards, and, y'all, I had comp nights at the Luxor, of all places. Which is not high on my list. In fact, it wasn't on the list of places that I'd like to stay. But, y'all, it's also complimentary. So, So, y'all, it isn't costing me anything other than my beverages, which is not an amount of money that we one should discount. Trust
discount,
me.
Discount, right.
Yeah. But
even though the beverages are discounted.
They're extremely discounted. In fact, I've got the discounted cards right here in the drawer. So, y'all, I'll be doing
don't
that.
Don't forget to take them this time.
I will not. Don't you worry. And it's if I had to pay, I don't think I'd go. But since it's... You know, and so, y'all, I'm only there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, but I'm already in Austin, so it's not a direct flight, but it's a hop and then a direct flight, so, y'all, it only takes me, like, 3.5 hours to get there, so, we're very excited, and, yeah, so, gonna be doing that, so, y'all, we will be missing a show in a few weeks, y'all, it's just, that's what happens when you put Mr. Vader in a corner.
Right.
So, and y'all only have to take one day off work.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, so that was it. So, Big Fatty, I think we need to get to what everyone wants to know about.
Yes, I do too.
How was the horror?
Well, the horror was, you'll have to hear about it on my show on Monday. But, It was nice.
Oh.
Except for the cigarette smoke.
At the Pulse.
Ultra Club.
Yeah, it's real bad in there. It's gotten worse. And the thing, and I know I was probably more immune to it in the past, but also, like, I don't see many people smoking. So that was the other thing. It's like, why is it so? And y'all, they've got the giant smoke eaters in the ceiling, but they don't seem to do anything.
Well, they're full,
right?
They're not eating,
right?
They're on Ozempic,
right? Y'all, it was that's another thing, is I would have had to wash all those clothes and everything.
That's the first thing I did when I got home, was take everything that was cloth that was in the valise and put it in the washer.
Yeah, it's real bad. And that's, you know, I'm sure it was a guy. I saw a lot of photos from my friends that were there, and some from a granny. And so, you know, it looked like it was a good time. And yeah, we'll have to hear about it on the BFO. So,
yes.
You know, I was not really sorry to miss Big Fatty, but I was, you know, kind of sad that I wasn't there, but not enough to get in the car and go. So, yeah. Well, we'll just have to hear about it.
Now you said that Somewhat Special Chris has the Rivian now.
Y'all, he got in the car to go test drive. The Rivian R1S, which is the SUV, and y'all, we'd all been not we, but most people had been waiting on the R2s, the R2S and T, because they're a little bit smaller, they're a lot more efficient. This, that, and the other. And y'all, the R1s are big. They're like full-size, big SUVs and trucks. And so, but y'all, he went and he did the demo drive, and he drove it home. And the big concern was, will it fit in the garage? Because, you know, if it wouldn't, that was a hard no. But
right.
Y'all, it did fit in the garage, and so, y'all, he bought it. Or at least, I'm not sure which, honestly. But I can't really chat with him right now because he's in Zurich. So, yeah. But he'll give me the update. But I saw a photo of it. Y'all, it's lovely, lovely. We're very excited because, you know, he has an onboard air compressor that he can use for things now. So he's very outdoorsy.
Well, as do I. It's called...
You? It's called Big Fatty. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Oh, Lord. So, yeah.
By the way, are you prepared for the storm?
Y'all, first of all, we had some wild weather on Wednesday, Tuesday. I don't remember which.
Tuesday.
Y'all. All my coworkers. I can't believe they've canceled the show.
The wild weather was supposedly going to be on Wednesday, and they canceled
the schools.
The schools.
Oh, yes, y'all.
And it didn't rain.
Oh, it did down. It did at the coal mine. Oh, Lord. Y'all, the wind was blowing so hard. Y'all, it blew over a tree. It was not. But y'all, it only lasted about 45 minutes. But this week, y'all, on today, Monday, y'all, we're going to have the red rain.
Red rain.
Or actually, it just says moderate rain, so I'm not really sure. And at one
perhaps
point,
it's more of a fuchsia rain.
Right. It was going to be all day, and now it's going to be over at noon. Last time I checked on the weather app.
Yeah, let me just check the weather rat.
Y'all, they cannot get it right. It is something. It is.
Well, it was just drizzling a few minutes ago when I was outside.
It was drizzling when I got back.
It's saying that the continuous rain is beginning around 11 p.m. in the evening, and it is. Let's see. On Sunday, we're predicted to get 1.6 inches of rain. So we're going to have a lot of rain by midnight on Sunday.
I don't think
we'll get that.
Yeah, mine says 0.2 of an inch today.
Okay.
On Sunday.
And on Monday, as they're hearing this, it says we're going to get 1.8 inches of rain.
And mine says 1.7. So, yeah.
Okay. And then on Tuesday, you know, it just drops off to a trace. We'll get 0.05 of an inch.
And I also see that. So, how about that, y'all? And it's the rain is never supposed to be heavy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's I read that wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, it's never supposed to be heavy. Oh, okay. Options don't allow critical sounds. Yeah, I don't have the weather turned on here on the Vader Family podcasting machine, so it's like, we'd like to play a sound. No, thank you. No, because the last thing I need in the middle of the night is to have a brruh, brruh. It's raining. I don't need that. So, so yeah, because y'all, do you shut your computers off? I don't, ever.
No.
Although, y'all, I downloaded... This is a very meta sort of thing, but y'all, I downloaded HP software on my Macintosh, my work computer, because y'all, I had gotten a fancy new printer at the coal mine. It was an enterprise grade printer, blah, 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 blah. And so y'all, I couldn't figure out how to, it wasn't showing up on the network for just a quick install, whatever. So I downloaded the software. Y'all, there was something wrong with the software. I ended up having to reinstall the operating system. On my computer, because y'all, it fucked it up so bad that I was restarting 4 and 5 times a day. So it was not good. So don't install HP software. So
thank you.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm a little bit. I forgot about this because Big Fatty says, "Oh, do we have any?" Have any e-letters? And I said, no. But y'all, that is absolutely not true. So, we were both killing time. I could sense it because we knew that we had run out of things to talk about. So,
it's not really that we really had anything to talk about, though.
I had thought about it.
You know, don't say, oh, we got to save time for dead or alive, because the thing.
There's also that. So let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I have confidence.
Hamming it up. His whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Y'all, we got an e-letter and a voice letter, and the voice letter, where'd I put it? The voice letter goes with the e-letter. So, Mrs. Kathy Bacon sent us an e-letter, and it says, Hi, is this thing on?
South Dakota, hello!
And it says, my favorite female listener is Lala and Nessa and anyone else I missed. Bye. Also, thanks for the Cake Corner Day giggles. So, yes, Miss Bacon. I don't know who is. Who is Yeah. So, Lala and Nessa, Mrs. Bacon.
And
Yeah. So, but then, y'all, she couldn't leave it alone, so she had to do this.
Of course.
Okay, I get an email and I open it. Oh, hi, Big Farty. Hi there, Larry Vader, my favorite person on the planet.
Oh,
anyway, so I get an e-letter and it's from one of those ticket sale distributors that starts with a T. And anyway, so I get this and I click on it and it's like, oh, okay, so who's where? Who are they? You know, I don't even know. I don't know why. Sometimes I get them for another state where it's like, I'm not even anywhere near that state. Why would I want to see these concerts or whatever?
Because they don't know.
So anyway, guess who's on there? Like, I didn't even know this person was still alive because clearly he was not on my favorite game show, Dead or Alive.
Oh.
Randy Travis.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Oh. Huh.
Well, there you go. Yep, he's
that
still alive.
Sounds like that call is dead, but
Is gone, but y'all, he looks like death, but he is still, y'all, if you haven't seen Randy Travis in a minute, y'all, I always forget how old some of these country music stars
but
are.
Isn't he like, he can't sing or... And he's in a wheelchair now or something like that?
I think he has some sort of something like Parkinson's or one of those sorts of like muscular sort of things. I've seen him. He does not look well. I saw him being walked into the CMAs a while back.
But he can't sing anymore.
I don't think so. No, he must be able to.
I was going to say, which means what?
Well,
why is he on tour if he can't sing anymore?
Yeah, well, maybe he just sits in a chair. And, yeah, who knows? So, Mistress Bacon, thank you so much for sending that over. And everybody else, if you want to send an e-letter, you can do so too by sending it to meh@thelfc.online or anything at patrickspubonline.com. No, patrickspubonline.net, right? What's the other? Patrickspubonline.com. Yes. So.
All right, and by patrickspubonline.com, you mean.
Correct. I do. I feel like
you're gassy.
I was gassy last night. Ooh, I had that new honey, spicy honey chicken at Chipotle. Y'all, it was not good. Like, it's just weird. It didn't really taste like anything. And
well, you lost me at Chipotle.
I love the Chipotle.
I know you do.
So, y'all, and it's, you know, it's all relatively healthy if you don't load her up with the bad stuff. But you got to get the good guacamole.
Know.
And y'all, for lunch today, I was out running errands. And I got to go back out. I'm not done with errands.
No.
But y'all, for lunch today, I had the Poke Bros. And I love poke. Now, I was a little disappointed that it cost $16. But they got me because there was nowhere else to eat. And I needed something right then and there. Because my body was very confused about what time it was. So,
Oh
my God.
Oh, dear Gussie.
But I was just thinking, could you imagine Big Fatty eating the poke? Ugh.
I don't know what that really is.
It's kind of like...
Is it like soup?
It's kind of like deconstructed sushi, in a way.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, so it's like... It is the raw fish or chicken or whatever, and it's all the toppings.
No.
You make a bowl out of it. It's delicious. I had the spicy tuna poke today, and gosh, it was so good. But
I don't know if you knew this or not, but spicy tuna poke was Mrs. La 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 Lauren's stripper name.
Last week. she identifies with Pokeball. So yeah.
Is that the pokey dance?
It is. That's what we're going to call it now.
Uh-huh. Well, and you know when you do the pokey dance.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Is that what we call it when you're running to the turlet in the Walnut Hills?
Well, it's a pokey your finger in there to hold it in. It's kind of a, you know, some people say, right, it's a whack-a-mole,